Mitch Richmond joins us on Sports Byline. He played 14 years in the NBA, drafted by the Warriors, then off to Sacramento, where he played 7 years, Washington, and the Los Angeles Lakers. And he averaged 21 points a game after being chosen in the first round by the Warriors out of Kansas State. And he was the NBA Rookie of the Year and is recognized as one of the basketball's all-time best pure shooters. I was looking at some bio information on you, Mitch, and I see that you grew up around Fort Lauderdale. You went to 3 high schools. What was your early life like?
Anyone know of Florida sports is when I was born, football was thrown in my crib right away. And if you're from Florida, you're gonna play football. And at a young age, that was my sport. Playing football, playing little league, and doing all of those things. And I think around the 10th grade, I started getting a little taller. Started playing basketball a little bit on the playgrounds and wanted to try to give it a shot and try for the basketball team in my high school. And my 9th grade year, I tried to try out for the basketball team. And I was going to a school called Deerfield Beach High School, and the rest is history. Tried out for the team, didn't make that team because of my grades. So I decided at that particular time that I wanted to play basketball and I wanted to try that sport, and I had to get myself right in school so I can move on.
The playground game has always been a defining time for most young basketball players. What was it like for you?
It was great. I think it was a lot of competition on the courts. I think in my time, it wasn't really a lot of things that you could do inside the home as far as watching TV, video games, or anything like that. So, you rode around in different little cities and little places where we would go and play, and we would go place, we would try to play anywhere. And my childhood friends was Michael Irvin, who was a really good basketball player, but was a great football player. And we had another guy by the name of Vincent Parrish. And we would go to every little city and play your best 3 guys, didn't matter who it was. And we would try to play that for, cans of sodas, sandwiches, or whatever it is. We played and we tried to compete everywhere we went.
Is there ever a better day or a better moment in basketball than, say, a hot, sultry type of summer day? You've got 5 guys, shirts and skins, and you're just going at it on the play. You're laughing, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no question about it. The gyms in Florida, they were so hot, and even playing outside, it was scorching. But there's nothing better than playing outside and just enjoying yourself, skins and shirt and really competing, no question about it.
Who was it that nicknamed you Smooth?
One of my high school teammates. At that time, they used to call me Smooth J. Even though I didn't shoot too many J's back then, I was trying to dunk everything, but they gave me the name Smooth because I was so quiet and just went up under the radar and nicknamed me Smooth.
Is there something about being a kid and really making a reputation when you're young that can be ego-boosting, that can really take a kid who maybe is just developing with his personality and all of a sudden he gets acceptance by, his peers and everything? Is that experience a real positive one for somebody, and was it that way for you?
Yeah, it's always a positive. I think for me what kind of kept me going is I did play football, and I was always a competitive guy. I think that really kind of got me through some of the tough times because I just relied on just playing hard and playing aggressive, and that's what you learn in football. And when I went to basketball, I just thought that, hey, man, if I could continue just to play hard and to play aggressive in this sport, I think I can be pretty successful. And that's what I took on. And then I started getting, nicknames, and people started recognizing me as a late bloomer around South Florida, and the rest is history.
One of the things that I found very interesting, Mitch, was that your childhood idol was Dr. J, and most people would think, well, it's probably because he could soar in the air, but that wasn't it. You said he's just a great person off the court. He has a great sense of humor, and he's
right.
A great man. When did he impress you? At what point did you see him, and what was it that impressed you the most about him?
Well, what first impressed me was his play. When I first laid eyes on Dr. J and how he played, and really how charismatic he was when he had interviews, and his demeanor on the court. You know, he wasn't a cocky guy. You know, you can tell that he was confident in his ability. You know, before the game, he shakes everyone's hand. He was a gentleman. And I think off the court, when I start, you know, looking at the commercials and listening to his interviews and how well he spoke and how he spoke about his teammates and how he spoke about others, I mean, that much more impressed me even more. And so when I had an opportunity to meet him, you know, I remember when I had a chance to go to the NBA, have an opportunity to go to the NBA, he retired, I think, in 84?
Yes.
So I was really saddened that I wanted to have a chance to really get on the court with him at the same time. So when I met him, and actually I just saw Dr. J actually at the Derby, and we sat and chatted and talked a little bit more. And the only thing that I'm really, pretty, really proud of is that I got Dr. J in my phone book. You know what I mean? I can call up Dr. J anytime I want, and I think that's the most impressive thing that I can take right now as a human being and as an older player.
You had to go to a community college or a JC college in Missouri?
I went to a junior college in Moberly, Missouri. Yes, I did.
And then you transferred to Kansas State. And by mm-hmm. going to the small junior college, what did that do for your game and also for you as a person? Because, I mean, you were a heck of a player coming out of the Florida area, and yet you kind of had to take a step back before you hit the big-time college game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it was a time where I really enjoyed just playing. And if I wanted to continue playing, this was the path that I had to take because I was short of the 2.0. So I had to... to make sure I was really doing really good in school, but I think my freshman year I had to come up so much to get eligible, but I was working really hard and I just missed going to Syracuse and all these other big schools that was recruiting me out of high school. But junior college was really and truly a stepping stone for me. It really helped me develop my game and it developed me as a person. As a student, as a player, all of those things that I had to accomplish to get to the next level. I can remember University of Arkansas was really on me, and I went to an Arkansas game where they were playing Fly Slamma Jamma. And Lajuan and Clyde Drexler and all these guys came out. They came out in the warm-ups, and I'm looking at these guys, and I say, there is no way I can play Division I basketball right now. Because Lajuan, I played 4 and the 5 in high school. And I'm saying I would have to go up against Lajuan. So I needed that time in junior college to really kind of develop my guard skills. And I had a great coach in Dana Altman, who coaches Oregon right now, who every day, you know, we worked on my ball handling, we worked on my jump shot, we worked on all the skills that was going to make my transition much smoother. He changed my shot over summer, and it took me about 3 or 4 months to kind of really kind of get it down. But that was the stepping stone for me that I had to grow in so many areas to get to the next level.
How did you end up at K-State then?
Well, K-State, I mean, there was a lot of schools after me, and Lon Kruger, another great coach that I had an opportunity to play with or to play for, you know, just came into me. I had, you know, Oklahoma, University of Florida, Maryland, all these schools after me. And Coach Kruger, you know, came to me and said, hey, this is an opportunity for you to come step right in, and we're going to build our whole program around you. You're not going to go to a program. At that time, University of Florida had the Moton Boys. He said, you're not going to go to a situation where they already got their players. We're going to build everything around you. You're going to be our guy. Now we're going to put the players around you. And how can I turn that down? You know, I was coming from junior college, it probably would take you another year to kind of get in, developing someone's system. And then your senior, you have a time to gel. But this was a time that I was stepping in and they were tweaking everything to my abilities, and I couldn't turn it down.
Mitch Richmond is with us on Sports Byline, played 14 years in the NBA with the Warriors, who drafted him, Sacramento, Washington, and also the Lakers. He was the Rookie of the Year in the NBA, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about his college career and then his transfer into the NBA, where he was a fifth overall pick in that first round. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.